This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakra Baden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakra Baden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's a senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message.
Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra has been sharing an insightful and empowering series titled The Wisdom of the Serpent. So far, he has been speaking about one attribute of the serpent which makes it wise, that is frugality. Today, he brings it all together in this powerful recap. Let's join in.
That's it, sharing on a powerful subject that I titled Wise as Serpents. One of the things that we need in life is wisdom. In Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7, the Bible says, wisdom is the principal thing. The word principle, it means the first in a series. So for example, in the alphabets, we have A, B, C, D. They are all alphabets. But the first in the series of alphabets is the letter A. In other words, in life, the first thing that you need, the first foundation you need to lay is a foundation of wisdom. There is a type of wisdom that generates mighty works. That's the kind of wisdom that Jesus operated in. In Matthew chapter 10, verse 16, Jesus said to his disciples, behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Jesus said to Peter, James, John, he said, there's a type of wisdom I want you to operate in. And he mentioned a particular animal. He said, I want you to operate in the wisdom of the serpent. He said, be wise as serpents. He didn't say operate in the wisdom of the crocodile. He didn't say operate in the wisdom of mice. He didn't say operate in the wisdom of rabbits. So even in wisdom, there are different forms of wisdom. But he said, I want you to operate in the wisdom of serpents. One characteristic of the wisdom of the serpent is that the serpent is frugal. What does it mean? The word frugal, it means that the serpent does not waste anything. For example, if a serpent kills an animal and is going to eat the animal, it doesn't waste anything. It swallows the animal whole. The urine of the animal, the feces of the animal, the horn of the animal, the nose of the animal, the fur of the animal, the hooves of the animal. The serpent does not cut off certain parts of the animal and say, I don't like this. I don't like this part. No. Very frugal. It uses everything. No wastage. Wastage is zero. That's how a serpent eats. Consumes everything. Even lions, when they eat, they can leave some bones behind, but not the serpent. Even the bones, it likes it. It will swallow the bone. Jesus was very wise. And so because of that, he did not waste anything. He had supernatural power. He could work signs and wonders, but you know, he never wasted anything. At one time, he fed 5,000 people with 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Now, to think that somebody can generate so much food with supernatural power and still be frugal, it's interesting. Because when they finished eating, Jesus said in John chapter 6, verse 12, he said, gather up the fragment, the word is fragments, that remain, that nothing, the word is nothing, nothing be lost. That's the wisdom of the serpent. Gather up the fragments. He didn't even say gather up the big pieces of bread. He said the fragments. I mean, imagine that you go for a party, and after the party, people are finished eating, and there are pieces of meat and small bits of rice and small bits of fish and small bits of meat and small bits of all kinds of things, sauce, and I mean scattered around. And I say, gather all the fragments. We are going to have it for lunch tomorrow. That's incredible. This kind of wisdom from somebody who is very, 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 very powerful and can feed 5,000 people is incredible. You know something about life? Most of the time, poor people are very wasteful. But there is another gentleman in the Bible who did not apply the wisdom of the serpent. His name is the prodigal son. But what I find interesting is that this son that we are going to read about, he's not the son of God. He has no power. He can't perform any miracles. He himself did not even generate the wealth that he was using. But he was also the most wasteful person of all. Meanwhile, the son of God, God himself, who came down from heaven to live amongst men, was gathering fragments, although he had great power. So I want you to contrast this story with the story I just read about Jesus. Luke 15:11, let's read. It said, a certain man had 2 sons, 12, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of good that falleth unto me, and he divided unto them his living. Not many days after, the younger son gathered all together. Jesus said, gather their fragments. He is gathering a lot of money. Gathered all together and took his journey into a far country. And there he wasted his substance with riotous living. Some of the things that he did was that he was sleeping with prostitutes. Today, I just want to examine things that we should be frugal in. Very important. Number one is that you must be frugal with money. In other words, don't waste money. In Proverbs chapter 21, verse 23, the Bible says, the drunkard and the glutton shall come to poverty. Who is a drunkard? A drunkard is somebody who drinks beyond what is even needed. Then it says, and the glutton. Who is a glutton? A glutton is somebody who eats excessively, and just wastes food and just eats and eats without thinking. And it says, so it says, the drunkard and the glutton shall come to poverty, and drowsiness shall clothe a man with rags. In other words, the way you spend is important. There are some people who spend excessively. They have a very high expenditure, like the prodigal son. You know, wastage can occur when you also develop a taste for things you cannot afford. There are people with children in schools they cannot afford. They've taken their children to those schools because their brothers and sisters who are richer than them, their children go to the school, or their friends go to the same school, so they are just trying to be like that. Let me tell you something, it's a mistake. You are killing yourself. We are all different. Paul said, they who measure themselves by themselves and compare themselves with themselves are not wise. In other words, when you compare yourself with somebody whose circumstances is different from yours, it makes you make foolish decisions. He said, they are not wise. An example that I see when it comes to people not being frugal, when it comes to financial things, is something the Bible calls emulation. Emulation means trying to be like somebody else. Somebody once said something to me which I found very profound. He said, in life, everybody is busily copying his friend, forgetting that we all have different question papers. So I'm writing history, you are writing physics, and you are copying me. You're making a very big mistake. Our context is different. Our situation is different. And in life, we are always at different stages. We may even be friends, but we may be different stages in life. That's why you can't copy my own. We may be in the same office, but our context is different, our circumstances is different, and the stage of life that we are in is also different. Hallelujah. Now, one of the works of the flesh is called emulation, where you want to try to be like somebody. It's not bad if people inspire you, but to try to be like somebody when you are not there, that could be driven more by envy and jealousy and whatever. That one can also inspire you to try and be like somebody. And that's where sometimes you can make a mistake when it comes to finances. In Galatians chapter 5, verse 19, the Bible says, the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these. Then it says, adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, emulations, envies, murders, drunkenness, revelings. They talk about emulations, which is trying to be like somebody. Very dangerous. So I believe that your wisdom that God has given to you will fit your context. Number two, we must be frugal with time. Very important. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 16, It says, be ye wise. It says, walk circumspectly. Circumspectly means perfectly or correctly. How do you work correctly? Verse 16, it says, redeeming the time, for the days are evil. The word redeeming means buying back the time or making use of time. One thing that we should treasure is time. You should be frugal with your time. Why? Because every human being on the earth has 24 hours. There's nobody who has 72 hours. The richest man has 24 hours. The poorest man has 24 hours. So because time is limited, we must use our time wisely. In this story, this younger brother, when he was young, he did not use his time to work. He used his time to party. That's all that he did. There are many people across the world who have used their youth and their time just to party. Let me tell you something, time is short. When you are young, you feel that, oh, you have a lot of time. You don't. Before you blink your eye, you are 50. Before you blink your eye, you are 70. Before you blink your eye, you are in a church in a coffin. They are burying you. Time is short. Amen. Number three, let's be frugal with opportunities.
Thanks for joining us. Today we learned that to be wise as a serpent, you must be frugal with your time, opportunities, energy, and relationships. Tune in same time Monday for another exciting encounter with Kakwa Baden.
Hi, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for watching us. Thank you for listening to us. Today I have a special message for you, and I want to encourage you to be part of our FUEL. Somebody will say, what is FUEL? Our FUEL, our partners, they fund our mission. They understand our mission. They empower our mission. And they love the mission. That's FUEL. We have been broadcasting around the world in so many different countries. As I speak to you, we have a TV broadcast that covers over 50 countries around the world. And each week, we are broadcasting approximately to about 6.7 million people. Apart from that, we have dedicated broadcasts in individual countries. We cover the whole of Ghana in over 60 stations around Ghana. We cover every blade of grass in districts, in capitals, in cities, everywhere. People are hearing the word of God. In Sierra Leone, we are broadcasting throughout the whole country. In Liberia, we are doing the same. In Kenya, we are reaching the country. And so the word of God is moving all around. In Cote d'Ivoire, we are broadcasting in French, and many people are being transformed and they are being changed by the power of God. That's what we have been doing on Air Power. So our message is reaching people, thousands of people, millions of people. My Facebook page, Kakwa Baden, has a reach of over 400,000 people. And every week, we're talking about close to over 250,000 people listening to God's word, reading the devotional, or connecting to something. That's how big the word of God can be. Now, all this is supported financially by our partners. And today, I want you to be a partner. Maybe you have been listening to the message. Maybe you have been blessed. Maybe you have been challenged. Maybe you have even received a miracle. Maybe you've become born again. But today, I want to ask you one special request. I want you to help us sustain this broadcast all around the world. And I believe that as you do that, you'll be a great blessing to the people who hear the word of God. And as you do that, God himself is going to reward you. My announcer is going to come up and tell you how you can be a partner. And I want to encourage you that doesn't matter where you are, where you live, in Africa, in Europe, in Asia, you can still be a partner. My announcer will be coming out with the details, and I believe that it will be a blessing to you. Thank you for listening to this short message. My name is Kakwa Baden, and for our existing partners, I want to say a big thank you. And if you are listening, I don't want you to postpone this decision. I want you to just respond now, because somebody's life, somebody's family, somebody's soul is dependent on you. God bless you.
If you'd like to become a partner, send a blank text message to 0249 217272. That's 0249 217272. Or send a WhatsApp message with the word partner to +233 55 790 10. That's +233 55 790 10. Or send a Facebook message with the word partner to www.facebook.com/kakrabating.